Alola.
Hi.
Hello. Is this where we talk about Pokemon Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon?
I think I have a blurb to read eventually for you.
A blurb?
A blurb.
About the games?
Yeah. How have you been, though?
I've been good.
Good.
We didn't do any of these.
I know.
In December.
I'm sorry. I was very busy. We were busy in December.
You had a lot of work stuff.
I did.
I have no excuse. I don't have work stuff.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I guess this is my work stuff.
It is. But I had other work stuff.
Paying the bills. You're the bread maker.
I mean, it's probably
the breadwinner.
They're more like,
what is it called? Bread maker.
Sure.
You're the maker
it's
of bread.
The breadwinner.
Oh, okay.
And I don't even know if I can call myself that, considering.
My name is Steve, SBJ here. Here with Irene.
Hi.
This is episode 11 of Alola Vacation. Thank you guys for your patience on this. A lot of things. I mean, there's a lot of other content that It's Super Effective puts out, has been putting out. I think at this point, lots of live streams on Twitch. Mythical came back and is still happening. So yeah, lots of things. We're going to be talking about this episode. We watched two episodes today, so you'll have at least this episode and probably another one coming very shortly after that. But this is Young Kiawe Had a Farm, which is another song title. Are all these episodes named after like song title puns?
I don't remember what a recent one was.
There was like the cat, Tomcat one with Litten. That was definitely named after a song.
That Litten is a scamp or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, that's definitely a song. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
This is a song, right?
Yes.
What? Mary.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Yeah, that one.
Wow.
Little Bo Peep had a sheep. Little Bo Peep had a mareep.
Oh, man.
And they all came tumbling after.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to read the blurb of what this episode is about?
Yeah. On their day off from school, Ash joins Kiawe and his Charizard on their route, delivering Moo Moo Milk from Kiawe's family farm on Akala Island. Ash wants to know all about farm life, so Kiawe takes him home to meet the family and help out with all the chores. The next morning, they're off to deliver ingredients for a birthday cake, but they run afoul of Team Skull. The ruffians threaten to steal the cargo, but Ash and Pikachu chase them off with the Z-move Pikavolt Havoc. The delivery is a success, and the young baker also gets to watch Ash and Kiawe have a battle.
Oh yeah, the little kid that drew the Rowlet.
The little kid that drew the little kid drawing of a Rowlet. It was very little kid-like.
Episode is okay.
Liked it a lot. I liked this episode.
I know why you liked it, but it's kind of a filler episode.
I mean, I like the little slice of life, let's learn about our friends episodes. They're cute. I like backstory.
I definitely like episodes that aren't very Ash focused. These two episodes were pretty much not Ash focused. Well, this episode and the next one we'll be talking about whenever that comes out in a day or two after this. Both are not Ash-focused.
Yeah.
But the episode starts off with a pretty long cold open. Usually,
I didn't think it was that long.
Long for Pokemon.
Okay.
Because most cold opens are maybe 60 seconds or so, maybe 90 seconds. But this is pretty long because it opens with Ash. According to Bulbapedia, it was his day off of school and he was practicing his Z-moves. Kukui points out that Rowlet can use Normalium Z, and then we see Rowlet use Breakneck Blitz.
All this alliteration. Not really, because I don't even remember what the Havoc one is, but that's not alliteration.
So Gigavolt Havoc?
Yeah, that's not. Okay.
So we said this is the cold open, and we see that, like, I made this joke earlier, but Rowlet looks like he's Jesus over here pushing water to left and right.
Even though it's Moses.
Yes. Okay. There's a religious reference there. But yeah, Raleigh like pushes all, I don't know where they are exactly. I thought they were outside like the ocean.
They're
but
probably at Mele Mele Sea.
Yeah, but you
but,
could,
I mean, the whole thing is an island, so they're just at the shore.
Yeah, but you can clearly see the floor of said ocean, and it's not very deep.
Most oceans have a little bit of shallow ending, unless you're in the middle of the ocean. I don't know. Water.
And then we get the theme song. Theme song's still good. And that leads us to Kiawe flying with his Charizard, delivering Moo Moo milk.
Yes.
The freshest of milk from Miltank.
Yes, I guess. Would you drink Moo Moo milk?
I was thinking about if this was weird or not, but I guess it's not weird.
Why didn't... Okay.
Because humans drink milk from cows.
Yeah.
So in the Pokemon world, why would that... That obviously is not weird.
It's not... Yeah, it's not... I mean, there are lots of ways to make milk. It's kind of weird if you think about it.
You can have sheep milk, right? That's a thing. Sheeps have milk.
Sheep's milk. Goat's milk.
Goats have milk.
There's goat cheese, so there's goat milk.
Can Mareep make milk then? What? Can Go-Goat make milk?
Ew.
What about what do you mean, ew?
I don't know.
We just talked about how goats can make milk.
I know, but...
I bring up the one goat Pokemon in the series. Skidoo probably cannot make milk. Skidoo is too young and innocent to provide milk for people. But Go-Goat, maybe.
I guess.
Go-Goat cheese, that has to be a thing, right?
Maybe.
In the Pokemon world?
We'll find out eventually.
Also,
someone knows.
Real quick, because we're on the Scientology of...
Excuse me?
Of science and ology of...
Continue.
Of Pokemon and animals. We know that normal
animals.
We know that normal animals exist in the Pokemon world because Pikachu is known as the mouse Pokemon.
Oh my god!
So clearly there are mouse Pokemon. Miltank is known as...
You mean clearly there are mice?
There are meese. Yeah, there are meeses everywhere. Miltank is known as the milk cow Pokemon.
Okay.
We saw Rotom.
Or maybe it's just in reference to what we know. And so it's like, oh, so maybe there are only Pikachu. And it's like,
no,
well, this
no,
is the...
Because
okay,
the...
I get it. Nope, never mind. I realize what you're about to say. Yep, you're right. I already know.
For our listeners, the Rotom Dex says that Mudbray is the donkey Pokemon.
Not going to go, what's a donkey?
Even yeah, right. Ash didn't question what's a donkey as he's like chugging down some Moo Moo milk here. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves, right? Because Kiawe takes Ash to the farm.
Yes.
Where we're getting to all the donkey talk.
We didn't talk about the thing that creeped you out, though.
Yeah. Okay. So we, from playing Pokemon Sun and Moon, Ultra Sun and Moon as well, there are ride Pokemon. And the one that you... So there's Tauros, there's Stoutland. By the way, Tauros is faster than Stoutland.
Whatever. I don't agree with that.
There's Sharpedo.
When it gets going, Stoutland's pretty fast.
Going.
Yeah.
There's Sharpedo, there's Lapras, there's Machamp, which is also a weird ride Pokemon. But there's Charizard, which is your HMO2, your fly.
I thought it was O1.
No, O1 is cut.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, maybe HMO4 is fly. I can't remember. What is Flash? Flash isn't an HM.
Flash isn't 3. I don't know. Look it up.
But apparently Pelipper can be a ride Pokemon, which I think is super cool. I would assume like if Go-Goat was plentiful in the Alola region that it would be a replacement for Tauros. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
And I would rather ride a Go-Goat than a Tauros.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Would you ever ride an actual goat?
No.
Would you ride goats?
I feel like Go-Goat is a very, very safe Pokemon to take care of you real well.
Really?
Yeah, Go-Goat's cute. Skidoo is super cute.
I guess. I don't know. Goats kind of freak me out.
We see that Pelipper, HMO2 is fly.
Didn't I say that? No, I said,
I said that.
You said that, and then I said one, and then I said, wait, no, that's cut, and then, okay. Anyway.
Flash is 5.
What's 3?
Surf.
Oh, okay.
And then strength is 4.
Okay. Well, now we know.
But why can't we get a Pelipper in the games?
I don't know, but the thing I was thinking about is that if there was a fly, like a person that would use a Pelipper, it should be like the male people. As he was delivering all of the milk,
the male
I thought
you meant like the like only females get Charizard, males get Pelipper.
No, like male delivery person people.
M-I-A-L. Male.
Your name is Steve. You literally, there is a man named Steve that has a song about male, and you don't know how to spell male.
M-A, I know how to spell male.
I mean, do you?
It's up for debate. Welcome to Alola Vacation, everyone. I have a vacation from myself here.
Oh, wow.
We get...
Okay.
So this episode is really Kaoe focused. I like this episode for a couple reasons.
I thought you said you didn't like this episode.
I said it's okay.
Okay.
I like some of the things this episode does.
Okay.
So for example, I like that while they touch on Team Rocket doesn't get involved. It's okay that they take a break. I'm totally okay with them giving 20 seconds of fan service to Team Rocket because they are characters that exist. So that's fine. I like stuff like that. I liked the concept of expanding on something we didn't know about one of the trial captains.
Yes.
They're not trial captains at this point because, from my understanding, this takes place before, quote-unquote, the games. That's because they're still young. None of them have their whatever. I actually don't know how this whole season pans out.
Neither do I. Of course, I'm only on episode 11. Was this the last episode that you had seen before starting to watch?
This is the last episode I've seen before I've seen any new ones. So I've rewatched pretty much all of these twice, except for whatever the next episode is. Alima, Ash completely skipped that. He did the trial with the gumshoes.
Yes.
And then he...
battled Hala.
Hala, and he didn't have any, like, battle with Alima. Not that, like, you need...
Did we see Alima at all?
I know he's in the TV show.
I feel
I've seen... GIFs, whatever you want to call them. I've seen images of him.
Yeah. Interesting.
They haven't introduced him yet.
I have Ultra Sun, like the cutscenes from Ultra Moon in my head. So I'm like, was that the anime or was that the game? Because we haven't recorded in so long.
Yeah.
Since I think it was since we played the...
But if Ilima is the same age as Kaoe and Lana and everything, he wouldn't be a trial captain yet, I'm assuming.
I feel like he's slightly older. I think he's like Olivia's age.
I thought Olivia was slightly older than... No, because aren't captains slightly older than trial captains?
You mean kahunas?
Kahunas are slightly older than trial captains.
Well, I mean, I think that Ilima is older than like Lana and Kiawe and stuff, but is closer to Olivia's age, but isn't necessary. But like, he could be the same age as Olivia, but
yeah,
is just not the kahuna because Hala's the kahuna and Hala's really old.
Hala is really old.
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe that Olivia is slightly older, which is what you just said.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that, if anything, Molayne will be a trial captain, not Sophocles, because we know in the games...
I wonder if they'll know each other.
Well, yeah, they have to, right?
I mean, if they'll, like, acknowledge that, or maybe we'll be seeing their first meeting. That could be interesting.
I have things to say about Sophocles in the next episode. But going back to Pelipper as a ride Pokemon, that's super cool.
Yes.
What
wasn't cool?
What wasn't cool was... Okay, I feel like as much as I appreciated learning about Kaoe's background, I think that's really cool. They spent a long time just on the chores that he does. And that is for sure filler. We get it.
We get
how farming works. We get it. You're delivering milk.
We
cool.
do. Little we're, children might
we're
not.
We're cleaning mud brays. We get that donkey's kick. We get that, like, they eat hay. Like,
but
it's just very long-winded.
I guess. But, like, little kids, especially little kids that are in cities that don't know that, maybe this is the first time they're seeing Pokemon that look like animals that are on farms. induced tours and stuff like that. So I don't know. It's a different perspective.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, it's not very action focused. But that doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously filler.
This is what I would want. They like hint at this battle that Kaoe and Ash are going to do. And then, of course, since episodes are only 22 minutes long, they fade out with the battle happening. Which is super frustrating because there was so much nothing up to that point. Like,
yeah.
They could have cut 2 minutes of all the filler, and I would say there was at least 10 minutes of the chore stuff or the flying or that stuff.
I guess.
Just to give, like, give me a battle with, like, just give me Turtonator versus Pikachu. We know Turtonator would win.
Yeah.
I would assume.
I don't know. I liked it. I really liked meeting Kiawe's family. Holy moly. His family is so cute. I was just like, oh,
and
his
the brother and little sister thing was also played out a whole lot too.
Yeah, but I
like
mean,
three or four times when we get it after one that he's the protective brother.
I guess. I don't know. I didn't think it was overkill. I thought it was pretty balanced.
Also, so I liked his mom. Even though I think his mom was like very like adult.
I mean, yes.
And when I say adult, just in case, I'm being vague, but adult as in like Mr. Mime and Ash's mom. We all know what I mean when I say that. I feel like Kaoe's mom was very adult in that situation. A lot of like hints subtly. That's fine. I just like that definitely stood out to me. But to switch over to Irina's like, what are you talking about? There's just like things she said in a way she said it where I was just like, okay, sure. She definitely said some weird things to Ash. They're not weird. It's the way she said them.
Okay.
But they go over to Kaoe's dad, which I don't remember Kaoe's dad's name.
Nope, don't remember. I thought it started with
Rango.
An M.
Rango.
Okay. I almost said Mango.
He is the president of the farm. Let's be clear here. He is no farmer.
Yeah, the president does all the paperwork.
Yeah, because farmers are like Kaoe's kind of built. He has some muscle. It's clear.
Pretty clear.
It's pretty clear. So if we're tying this back to the games, this is the farm where you get Stoutland, right? This is where you see this is where the daycare is, right past the cowboy town. I never remember what the cowboy town is
Panola?
Called. Panola.
Paniola.
Paniola, I think. So you see the Tauros, you see the, and really, this is why this episode's okay, not great. You see all these Tauros, and Ash does not mention his 743 Tauros that he caught, and it's a huge bummer.
Okay.
I want the Tauros references. We get the Miltank, we get the Tauros, we get the Mudbray. This is clearly the farm
that- Why are there no Mudsdale?
Yeah, that's good.
That was the thing I was like, where are the Mudsdale?
At least
like,
one or
why
two.
Aren't the Mudsdale being majestic? And flattening some stuff somewhere. I don't know.
I agree with that. Mudbray is pretty cute. It was really weird to see Mudbray's teeth.
Don't donkeys have teeth like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, they don't have like lined teeth, I don't think.
Well, this Mudbray had lined teeth. I'm not sure.
I don't know what donkey teeth look like. Lined teeth.
Is that the...
I don't know what... whatever.
But, yeah, so this has to be, like, I think this is cool that, I think it's cool that if we're assuming that this is the same farm in the game,
mm-hmm.
which it has to be, it's the same Pokemon, it's the same gate. Obviously, it's bigger in the TV show than it is in the game.
Yeah.
It's at the foot of the mountain. Which
but we didn't see any daycare.
We didn't see any daycare, no. We did see, like, a building that could be the daycare, I guess. It was just when they were eating. That could be, like, the back of the daycare where... So, anyways, the assumption is then, I guess, that Kaoe's family owns the daycare in the game.
Yeah.
And, obviously, Rango ain't doing any work besides paperwork, so he probably hired the people at the daycare to run it.
Wait, who's the current trial cap? Wait, who's the current trial captain?
We don't know. It's not Kaoe.
Yeah.
Unless...
And it used to be Kiawe's grandfather. That was a really cute flashback.
Yeah, that was cute. That was cute.
But, sorry, who is it?
Oh, yeah. Unless they do the whole Lima thing where they just...
Don't have it
just
anymore?
Don't have it and he just goes to the top of the
or
volcano.
Maybe it's not established yet. But if Lima's in the show...
Yeah, Lima is in the show. I just don't know where.
Well, interesting. Okay.
But again, I don't know. They've already been to the big city a couple times because he went shopping there and got stuck with Sophocles in the.
Yep.
In the that episode's not great. Okay, so that all happens. They do delivery. Also, real quick, before we wrap up this episode, because it kind of ends with Team Skull, Pelipper, Pikachu, and Rotom are riding in Pelipper's mouth.
Yes.
Which...
animals do that, don't they?
Yeah, but what is Pikachu standing on? Its tongue?
Probably.
I don't know the science of how what, like...
the anatomy of a Pokemon?
Yeah, what goes on in Pelipper's mouth?
Probably a tongue and a jaw? A jaw?
Do they have lion teeth?
Do they have teeth?
They have to have teeth.
I don't think they have teeth. They just swallow it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Like ducks. Ducks just swallow things, right, too?
Yeah, they have beaks and bills. Mouths.
So Cowie and Ash go deliver some milk, some Moo Moo milk, and they get shot down. And I feel like Rotom says that...
the Dragon Rage attack.
It was a Dragon Rage attack. So my assumption is the Sandalit did the attack?
Yeah.
Which was just kind of very unclear and really not needed to, like, point out what...
that's a Dragon Rage attack!
Yeah, it was just like...
okay.
If I was a kid and somebody said that was a dragon attack and then I'm seeing a Garbodor and a Zubat and a Salandit, I'm like, none of those Pokemon are dragon. It's just, like, very unclear and, like, not needed. It's just clear they got attacked by something. I feel like I'm talking a lot. Do you want to explain this part?
Team Skull shows up and they're like, we don't like you because you use Z moves and that's not cool. And we're going to get back at you because we don't like you, basically.
Go ahead.
And Kiawe is like, I have deliveries to do. Please get out of my way, you chumps. And they don't want to talk to Ash because they don't think he can do a Z move. And Ash is all, excuse me, I can do a Z move, and blast them away.
It seems that they just, like, want the milk. They didn't want the
they
Pokemon.
They wanted their stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
They were just like, leave all your... ha ha, you have to leave all your stuff with us. Okay.
I think that's good.
Go steal a sign.
go steal a stop sign. I think that's good, because that definitely...
differentiates between Team Rocket and Team Skull.
Yeah, exactly. Team Rocket has never been like... give me your backpack, Ash. They want the Pikachu. They want other Pokemon. I like the main dude of Team Skull. I think it's the blue hair. Only because I feel like they got a good voice actor for his voice. And I'm curious. I haven't looked it up. Obviously, I could. But it seems obvious. And obviously, he's the leader. But I'm pretty sure that... I don't know. That voice sounds really familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's that, like, either... he does other animes and or he's been in Pokemon for a while, because it just sounds like there's some quality behind that voice compared to other just like side characters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just speaking on Team Skull again, too, I think it's really interesting that in the TV show, this isn't the first time we've saw it, because I think we saw it in episode like 2, that they have motorcycles.
Yeah, or bikes, electric bikes.
Electric bikes or something.
Mopeds.
Which is really weird, only because in the games, there's not even, like, a hint of that,
yeah,
of them having some sort of transportation. Like, there's trucks and cars in Potown that are, I'm assuming, like, broken.
Yeah.
But it's also not unusual for motorcycles to exist in Pokemon. We saw in the Cycling Road in Red and Blue and Yellow and, of course, Gold, Silver, Crystal, that there were, at one point, biker trainers, like, big, beefy dudes on motorcycles with chains, and they battled you.
Yeah.
Like, that was a thing that happened, and then... there's a lot of really old Pokemon characters that they got rid of. Like, I don't think jugglers exist anymore. I don't think.
And they might still exist. They just don't have them in
certain
places.
They're just not, like, NPCs. Yeah, I guess that could be it. They're just not NPCs. There was also, I think there was gamblers that used to be a trainer,
yep,
that you could,
yeah,
fight. Gamblers, but they don't exist anymore because they got rid of gaming corners. But, yeah, I just thought that was weird because, like, there have been past Pokemon games with motorcycles, and there's not a single hint of motorcycles in the video games. I just think it's interesting that they decided to do that. I also think it's kind of cool that they have a Garbodor, just because I like Garbodor. But that pretty much wraps up the episode. I mean, like, you see Pikachu use Gigavolt Havoc. This is, like, the second or third time in the last 10 episodes that they've done it. And then it ends with the battle that we don't see.
The little boy getting the little cake for his mom.
With the Rowlet on it.
The Rowlet.
That he needed the Moo Moo milk for.
Yes. They had ice cream. The end.
But I did like the family stuff with Keawe. I just thought the chore stuff took up way too much of the episode.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it.
Well, I think we'll end off there. But otherwise, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do so. Irene is at Devin Carrots. I'm at Dreiking a Lake. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Pokemon Podcast. You guys know that. And if you want to talk about this episode, there is an anime channel in Slack that, or the Gold channel.
Or the podcast channel. Talk about it there.
Yeah, you could. I think all three.
Somewhere on Slack.
I think all three of those channels are appropriate to talk about this episode and tell us how many things we got wrong.
I feel like people will have comments about the motorcycles because I don't even know if that's.
Yeah, I'm curious of what people thought about the motorcycles too. I'm curious of what people think of Team Skull up to this point because it feels like it's just an afterthought to Team Rocket. But I don't know. I'm very, very curious what happens when Gladion shows up, and I want to know what he sounds like, and I want to know how they like.
Especially compared to Lily, because I don't like Lily's voice.
Also, are we going to get Hao?
I don't think so. I think Ash is Hao. I don't think we're Ash. In this situation, I think Ash.
Well, Hao would be younger than all of these characters.
Yeah,
but Hao would be. We're a little... definitely getting Gladion because we've already seen a picture of Gladion.
Yeah, because we have Lily. This doesn't make any sense. The longer I think about it, it doesn't make any sense.
No, because Gladion was way older than Lily. Gladion is Lily's older brother.
I know, but never mind. I'm confused.
Okay. Well, we'll stop there. That's fine. I mean, like everything doesn't have to make sense. Pokemon has never really made sense, but. we'll be back next time, but how did we end this? Oh, yeah.
Because.
I would say, you would say Alola.
Because Alola is both hello and goodbye.
No, that was from
That's
our series.
Wait. Crap. I don't remember. I don't remember what it is.
I don't remember what it is either.
Oh, I say Alola and you say goodnight.
Yeah. I'm just going to say because of both Alola's hello and goodbye.
Alola.
That's a way better outro.
It is.